We are talking about a really interesting topic. The sugya itself is more of a sugya in the world of halacha and lamdas, but we'll speak about it a little bit from a perspective of machshava. The Torah tells us here in Parshas Shmini, "Vaydaber Hashem el Aharon leimor yayin v'sheichar al teish atov v'necha itcha b'voachem el ohamoed." The Torah learns here the isser of shtuya yayin, that when people are intoxicated or drunk through wine, other kinds of means, that there are certain activities that they are prohibited to do. One of them is bevoachem leheichal, is to enter into the ohal moed. That's an appropriate Rashi quote. It's also usher for them to pasken shailas. It impacts a lot of different questions. But what we want to try to understand, again, many of us understand that Chazal tell us the context of it in this week's parsha, is that we're dealing in the aftermath of Aaron losing two of his children. What exactly the sin was of Nadav Avihu was not really so clear. One day in Chazal, it's one day in the Medrash. Tovas quotes it in Yuma and Daphne and Gimel. It's quoted by a bunch of different Rishonim that they were Shtuya Yayin. The sin of Aaron Cohen's children was that they were Shtuya Yayin. And the way we infer that is that once after they did it, we then have the tzivoy of the extra warning. This is not appropriate activity. It's not what you should be doing. What exactly is so bad about being a Shtuya Yayin when you enter into the Beis HaMikdash? Why is that considered to be so terrible? To strengthen the question a little bit, the Mikdash is not a place where wine is not welcome. The Mishkan is a place, Enorim Shira El Al HaYayin. Yayin can be Al Gabe HaMizbeach. In fact, even the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us, some of us learned this year, that the standard for what kind of wine is good for Kiddush is the kind of wine that you could put Al Gabe HaMizbeach. There is room for wine in the world of the Mikdash, but something it's about being intoxicated is considered to be so wildly inappropriate. So what is so wrong about this particular perspective? So we'll mention a couple of different ideas. Rav Tzadok in Resisei Laila Os Chavdalid makes the following suggestion. I imagine this is a simple pshat for many, just he says it out very nicely. And that is that the Mikdash on the one hand is supposed to be a place of simcha, it's supposed to be a place of joy, but it's not supposed to be a place where that joy overrides or the joy is too much to lose focus of the kind of yira, which is supposed to be present also. We do have a tzivoy of mikdashi tirau to be in awe of the mikdash, and when a person is drinking, it introduces a certain kind of simcha, a simcha which, in the context of, is a simcha yisera, kiyayin yismach, the pasuk can say for Tehillim, but it's a miyut derech eretz v'yira. And the kind of behavior in the mikdash, this would be inappropriate for the seriousness of the mikdash. It is a place of simcha. In fact, Soloveitchik used to often emphasize the idea, the Rav would point out, that the real hagdara of simcha is to be omed lifnei Hashem, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, like we have on Sukkot. But even though there's a simcha of lifnei Hashem, simcha yisera in a certain sense, or a certain kind of miyah, derech eretz, and yira that comes with it, that's considered to be inappropriate for our own attitude in this particular context. So suggests Rav Tzadok in Resisei Laila. The Maral has a very beautiful idea. The Maral develops this. It's based on a couple of Yesodos in the Machshav of the Maral. We'll hopefully get to Tzfas Emes also, but if not, we'll at least develop it. The Maral has it as an example in the Siv HaKa'as in Perek Aleph, in the Siv HaSolam. Maral develops the following Yesod. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Psachim that there are three kinds of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves those Gemara Pesachim on Kufya Gimel Amabez. Misha Eino Koes, Misha Eino Omid Al Midosav, and Misha Eino Mishtaker. One of the three people Kadosh Baruch Hu loves is a person who doesn't get drunk. One, there's the Maral, the other two for a different time. Why does Kadosh Baruch Hu have a special kind of Ahava for those who don't drink? What exactly is going on? So Maral, the Yesod, he speaks about in general. Many of us are brought up on the phrase of opposites attract. Maral understands it's actually not always so true. Really, what is more attractive, what's long-lasting in a relationship, are certain kinds of shared values and shared orientations. Maybe that which is more similar to me is actually easier for me to fall in love with. If you take that approach, the Maral has to then explain, not here, but how exactly a person can love the Ribono Sha'olam if we are, in fact, so different from Ribono Sha'olam. If opposites attract, Avas Hashem is very easy, because us and Ribono Sha'olam are opposite, but if similar things attract, it becomes more of a challenge. But says the Maral, that question aside for a second, there's a reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu loves those that are not Mishtaker. It's the following pshat. Kadosh Baruch Hu is, and this is the Maral develops this yesod at length, is a non-physical being. As the Rambam writes in a couple of places, Kadosh Baruch Hu has no body, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. Kadosh Baruch Hu is purely something which is ruchnias based. people are made up of different parts of their personality. We have parts of us which are more physical. Our physical bodies are more gashmi. We also have a mind, and our mind, our seichel, is part of our abstract thought. That's something associated with the less physical world, the world of seichel, the world that is elevated. The Maharal understands, as an example, that part of our mission in this world is being able to elevate above the physical and to live in a more spiritual, worldly kind of existence. So as an example, not here, but the Maharal develops the idea. Maharal is very into numerology, number 7, number 8. 7 represents that which is Teva. There are 7 days of the week, 7 days in the Shemitah cycle. 8 represents that which is above nature, that which is somewhat holier. That's why the original Shalvin Beis Medrash, where the high school is now, is an 8-walled Beis Medrash, because 8 represents a certain idea of Lamalam and HaTeva and Torah. There used to be, in the middle of the Beis Medrash, there were 8 lights that would come down as part of like the middle, sort of like, I don't know, candelabra, but the middle kind of a thing. There are 8 lights, because it was a place signifying a certain kind of connection, which is why in Tehillim, 8 is often associated with a certain kind of extra ruchnias. Look in the Kliyakar in the beginning of his parsha, Vahibe Yom HaShmini, you know, the Baba Terebi had a beautiful Torah about this also. There's something about that world of elevated Kedusha associated with the world of 8. Talmud Torah is associated with 8. Looking at, again, in Sefer Tehillim, it comes up in a bunch of different contexts. We're not developing that idea right now. But the Maharal understands that connecting to Torah means connecting to that world of Seichel, which is above nature. That's part of our mission. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love those people who are less connected to the world of, who are not drunken? Because what being drunk does is it loses a person's capacity for high-level seichel. Drunkenness makes a person more physical and less abstract. It makes you more mundane in this particular world when a person drinks in that kind of a way. It removes elements of seichel, so suggests the Maharal. For that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves those who aren't drunk, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, opposites, it's not about opposites, similarity is really what generates the degree of attraction. The Ribbono Shel Olam, which is so not physical, connects more to a man that is less physical, to a man that is more spiritual, more seichel focused, and has a seichel, because Baruch Hu connects to that more than anything else. Because of that, says the Maharal, that's why there's no Shtuya Yayin also in the Mikdash, because the Mikdash is also a place that is more spiritual and less physical. It doesn't play by the same normal rules even of nature. The Aron's status, as far as how much space it took up, is somewhat unclear. So look at the Mikdash, which is at its core less, it's a makom ha-nivdal, it's a makom ha-sichli, it's not a physical kind of a location. There's something much more spiritual about it. When a person enters the Mikdash as Shtuye Yayin, so what they're doing is they're becoming physical entering in that place. Quick point in brackets, that's when you're the Oved. There may be a place for a bar seichel to elevate Gashmi into something which is holier. So Yayin may have a place on the Mizbeach as far as me being makrifit, but that's when the Bar Seichel is the one who's doing things. For me to lose my Seichel, that would detract an enormous amount. I would just be Moses, as I referenced before. Again, you look at the Kliyakar and the Bab Terebi, you look at the Sichos, but that's why when we begin our Avoda in the Mikdash, after the 7 Yemei HaMiluim, the Torah oddly calls it Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. So some of the Mefarshim wonder, why is our first day of Mikdash called Vayhi Bayom HaShmini? You know what it really should have been called? Vayhi Bayom HaRishon. There are 7 days of preparation. This is the first real opening day. If I'm opening a restaurant and I have 7 days where I'm sort of like preparing for, practicing my dishes, I still call opening night, not the 8th day that we've been serving food. Why is it called Vayhi Bayom HaShmini? So many of the Balam Akshav explain along these lines, because 8 represents something which is above nature, something which is not as physical, something which is more elevated and spiritual, and the Mikdash is that. The first 7 days we're setting the stage for us to have an experience which is more kadosh and more elevated, and says the Maharal, that is part of Hamishtakir who bal geshem ba'atzmo. It's gashmi. Asher mishtakir kvar sarmi menu haseichel hahu, and therefore he becomes more physical, and that's part of what it is. The first Mahal for Tzaddok is about balancing the necessary amount of simcha. Simcha is a place in Mikdash. Shemachim lifnei Hashem elokeichem, but too much simcha can undercut that, and drunkenness undercuts that in that particular location. But number 2, for the Maharal, drunkenness makes a person more physical, removes your seichel. And the goal is being more spiritual, because Baruch Hu loves those who are more spiritual, and the Mikdash is the place that's more spiritual. That is the proper action when a person is going to be entering. There is something which is very important. a quick point in brackets. This does frame a little bit differently when we speak about what it means to drink. The idea of dal kosos on Pesach has to be viewed in the context of some of these ideas. Maybe dal kosos isn't drunkenness, and maybe drinking of certain amount, like kiddush on Shabbos, does play a certain kind of role and doesn't undermine too much. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe in certain cases, like the Maharal develops as an example on Purim, the goal is to become gashmi, and that has some sort of a higher level explanation. You know, not for now at all. In Gera Chassidus, the Sfas Emes in a couple of places, the Imre Emes, based on Sfas Emes, develop a little bit of a different idea, which is an intriguing one, and that is, I'll say it out very briefly, it's a little bit more subtle when you read it inside, but that is as follows. Real authentic Ruchnius comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivuya. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Tzivoy to us, that is what gives real authentic Kedusha. As we say in the Nusach of the Berachas HaMitzvah, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu, the B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu, the Tzivuyim, is what generates a certain kind of Kedusha. The idea of Shtuya Yayin is saying that Tzivuyim don't do it itself. I need artificial things to help be able to generate my certain kind of Ruchnius. It's a need for an artificial support system, and that, like, the mikdash itself doesn't do it on its own. Like, let me do something in advance. Let me, as the line often said nowadays, let me pregame before that. The phenomenon of a pregame is because the game itself is apparently not doing enough to fully get there. Now, we do have hachana in the mikdash. That's part of the tzivuyim that a person's able to go through, the kior, tefillin, mikvah, things like that, a certain kind of tara. But says the Sfas Emes, and Miriam develops this at length, that part of the asher lo tziva osam is that it's the tzivoy that really generates it, and artificial stimulants doesn't have a place in the mikdash because the real kedusha comes by virtue of the tzivuyim of the Ribbono Shel, and that's what really does it. Have a wonderful rest of your day.